I have to say, I have a 1 month exchange study in Canada when I was in my secondary school. So the purpose is to train in golf here, but what I do is learn a lot of English, the chatting, communication, and listening. I have, as the owner of my apartment, come from India, and because she's not a native speaker of English, I'm not a native speaker of English, but we have to use English to communicate. It's quite an interesting thing. And I also communicate with other students, like with my age at 14 or 15. So that may be my memorable English studying memory. Yeah.
Let's talk about reading in English. Do you have a memorable English language reading experience?
Reading experience... Before the university, I barely read English books, but in university, maybe the academic journals. My first getting in touch with academic journals is quite hard to me because I didn't have such experience with those professional words and those long paragraphs. And it was in my first year, I have to do a project about to design a logistics system in a restaurant. So I suppose I have to go through a lot of readings upon it. So I read like 7 journals. It takes 2 months. Yeah, so maybe that's the most memorable things I'm reading. Yeah.
When you were reading those articles and you said that there is some new vocab in there, how did you learn or work out the meaning of the vocab and remember it?
Basically, it's by dictionary, the English to Chinese dictionary. Yeah, that's it.
But what about the more technical terms? Perhaps sometimes it's difficult to find the meaning in a normal dictionary?
Well, if I cannot find it in a Chinese dictionary, I go to an English-to-English dictionary. It have some more explanation. Or maybe Wikipedia, you have some to break down the words into parts and it help me better understanding it. Yeah.
So sometimes it's step-by-step, right?
Sometimes, yeah. You can say a step-by-step. Mm-hmm.
Now, you touched on your major, which is logistics engineering. Uh-huh. So how are you using English in this, apart from those journal articles that you mentioned?
For logistics, it's quite an engineering part, so we have to mention about those things about RFID, radio frequency identification systems. And for that part, because I'm doing research on it, and when I'm reading the journals, I check the words in the dictionary, and once, twice, the third time, the fourth time, so I remember it. I didn't spend a lot of time on studying those professional words or vocabulary about my technical part. I also doing it by memory, time by time. Mm-hmm.
So after you graduate, if you work in this industry, will you use English much, or will it be perhaps Putonghua or another language?
Maybe mostly by English, because I would like to take a job in somehow international company to work with other people from like America, Australia, even mainland China. But I suppose the major communication stuff maybe English and combined with Cantonese and Putonghua.